Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A lot of Red Sox tonight. We've got a lot of Rush lately here. Curtis, which I like, which I enjoy. Ken and Curtis Show on location. The Brunswick, Old Orchard Beach. And the baggers are out. And the rain has stopped for a moment.
Bagpipers as well, I heard.
I heard bagpipers this morning.
I don't know if Greg passed overnight, but...
What does the wet bag do to the... whole procedure and the scoring level?
Usually when you walk into an event, I say the wet bags arrived.
I agree. That's fine.
Last night, though, what a nice time at Greg's beautiful shack.
Greg was an excellent host.
We had unbelievable steak tips, some tomato mozzarella salad. James used each bathroom three times. There was some spiral staircases that almost led to a big lawsuit against Greg. but a awesome time. Bullet was there. Lindsay, your family, mine. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We thank Greg, and Greg and his crew will be down here shortly, we believe, as the Cornhole tournament gets underway. And these guys, you and I stayed next door at the Beechwood.
Awesome place.
Some guys were playing in the parking lot there the last couple of days, and I'm telling you, these Cornhole players, I mean, this must be like if you're good at darts, you're good at pool, you don't miss. It's amazing to watch these guys that don't miss. They just stand there and chuck bags, and they don't miss.
I do wonder, though, I know Courtney was, and we did the ick bracket.
Yeah.
If you're great at cornhole, if that's an ick.
I don't think so. I think once you reach, like,
it's one of those things,
great
like,
level, then it's cool.
When I, you
if
know.
If you're like Shime and you say you're great, but you're not, that's an ick.
Everything in my life is better since I stopped drinking, for the most part. But tailgating sucks. Like, if there's certain things, you just can't do it anymore. I'm glad everybody does. And I realize the only reason I like tailgates because I could get hammered and eat chicken parm calzones. Like, the cornhole absent booze feels somewhat monotonous.
Well, there's booze here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Without it, though, I mean, like, if you were just... Those guys were in the parking lot for 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Through the night.
Do you get, like, pitching a tennis elbow? Like, cornhole
arm? I think that must
be
the problem. Or do you lean with, like, the left foot or the right foot?
Right.
And they don't move. The feet seem to stay planted. It's like a hip thrust.
What do you think about 85 pitch limit?
I would, yeah. See, I think they probably did go too much yesterday.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have a big tournament today, you got to have stamina.
Yeah, they asked who I thought was going to win. I just said you.
I always win. I am the boss.
Yeah.
So we asked the question, Red Sox fans, if you're left, and I know you are. I have not given up yet on a playoff berth. I may be in the minority there.
Right. Well, you are Wally.
What's the move? Who's responsible? Before we get to the phones, can I read you some text?
Sure.
860.
Also, the sun's coming out, it appears.
Yeah, I think that's a momentary lapse of...
showers.
Yes. Forget Breslow versus Cora. There's one clear issue with the team. The players suck. AS661 text. Not sure where that's from. Should Cora be fired? Probably. Should Henry take some blame? Probably. But should the players themselves play better? Absolutely. And it is true. Like, you look at the All-Stars from last year. Hauk regressed horribly. Durant has not been as good. He's, you know, hanging in there. Obviously, my man Bayo could be better. Not bad, but not anywhere near Baby Pedro level. They have counted on guys, Trevor Story, they have counted on players to be themselves and their track records, and they failed in that. And is that hitting coach, pitching coach, Cora? You say this to Wiggy all the time, or Greg does. When will you blame the players? When do they get some portion of the blame?
I agree. But for the most part, that goes without saying, because the player is on the field and failing to achieve meet their expectations. However, their money's all guaranteed. If they're not performing, it doesn't make a lot of sense to trade someone as a depressed asset. And it is legitimately in the job description of Alex Cora to maximize the performance of the players on his team, right? And so if they're not getting it done, you go to the coach or manager. That's how sports work.
Well, could trade the player. I know what you're saying. You're trading a depressed asset.
But you want to trade Duran, one of the few guys that plays well.
I would trade Abreu, and I would get Roman Anthony up.
I would have traded him after the opener.
Let's go to John in the car and see what he would do. John's up next here. You have to punch him up there, Tommy. Hello, John.
Morning, guys. Love the show. I equate what's going on with the Red Sox right now to 2004 with Nomar. I feel like this whole Devers situation has really messed with the chemistry of the clubhouse. I feel like the move they need to make is get Devers out of town and try to get, you know, the max return for him and go from there, because there's just too many guys just going through the motions, and to me, that's a lousy clubhouse in my opinion. I just feel like there's something wrong with the chemistry of this team, and I don't know if it's Cora, but I feel like it starts with Devers and him sitting out spring training and refusing to, reluctantly go into the DH, and then now most recently kind of refusing to go back and play the field to do what it takes to help the team. So that's where I would start. I feel like he's extremely overrated, swings for the fences, every single cut, has no idea what a productive out is. Hence the other day, bases loaded, nobody out, strikes out. I feel like he puts up all his statistics when they're already ahead in games. But that's where I would start. So have a great day, guys, and enjoy your time up in Maine.
All right, John.
Thank you, John.
So I think that there will be an attempt by some in the organization to put a lot of this at the feet of Devers. But you are right, Ken, that would have far more weight if the struggles at the plate continued. For me, the Nomar comparison, I understand it. I just don't think it's applicable, because Nomar wasn't good. Like, he was miserable in the field. He wasn't hitting. He was nowhere near the Nomar that we had come to expect. And there was a clear chasm. You know, you saw it in the A-Rod fight with Veritek. I mean, he had his glove on 50 feet from the scrum. I mean, he was totally pissed. Kevin Millar did a good job on that comeback Netflix three-part series where, you know, Nomar was pissed at him when he was talking to Dan Patrick about, you know, wanting Alex Rodriguez. So I don't think you're going to move Devers. I don't think that would really be the long-term right answer right now. I would just say...
the only way you would consider it would be the haul, if you got some kind of a haul return, but it would be prospects, right? So then you're really telling your fan base, we're blowing it up, we are going for the future. I mean, it's an approach.
That would be 22, 23, 24, 25, four consecutive seasons where you're throwing in the towel at the midway point.
Because the guy has 54 RBIs, leads the league, 50 walks. His OPS is up near 1,000. It's 914. He is just, if not for Devers, where would you be with this lineup?
Old Orchard Beach.
That's where we are. Let's go to Dan, who's also in Maine, up next on Ken and Curtis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Dan, good, thank you. God, I'm just thinking of a couple things there. I listen every day early in the morning. Listen to Curtis in the morning. Does a nice job. And Curtis, I'm in recovery for a long time, and I'm also in recovery from cancer. And with cancer, all right, I'm going to parallel it. I had brain cancer and melanoma on my lung in 2021-22. And what did they do? They cut the cancer out of the back of my head. And through 10 radiation and chemotherapies, they got rid of the melanoma in my lung. Paralleling that to the Red Sox, there's a cancer on that team. And you were just talking about him. He's probably a nice guy, but I think his ego, there's a term, ego. Ego out of whack. His ego is so big, that guy, and his cancer is affecting all those young players coming up. If I was the Red Sox and you put me in charge, I would say, Devers, pack your bags, you're out of here. Once we can find someone, we can get the best value for you. I would go from there. Cora, just by your comments this past week, it's like you're all done. And Breslow, you're probably a nice guy. Get your done, too. And finally, the clean house. I would sell the team. I'm not a Henry fan. If this was a couple of guys running the program a little while back, you would have not even listened to me saying get rid of Henry. There's some love affair with Henry people have. I just wish they would get rid of him and get a baseball guy. And you know what, Curtis? I know you feel bad about sucking it up again, by the All-Star break, but you have to do something. I mean, you want to sap in these fans for the rest of the year? You have to do something, because fans like me, I've been a fan since I grew up in Mission Hill in Roxbury, since I've been 9 years old. I used to go watch Caius Kremski. I watched all those teams, and it was great. But the excitement is leaving slowly but surely, and I'll sit back and listen to you guys, and thank you for a good program.
All right, Dan, thanks for the
call.
Thank
you. I hope the cancer is in remission to stay.
Dan didn't fire one person. He fired everybody.
Yeah.
The only thing left is the jersey.
I think we have to sort of get the disclaimer out. This is not just – it's what we think they should do.
Right.
Selling the team is
that's
not going to happen.
That is not attainable.
You know, I want Ken to give me a new deal. He's just said no. He's been ironclad.
Well, I want to hear what you would do. Because I think, you know,
right, but it has to be somewhat pragmatic.
Yes.
Like, you can't just say, you know,
this can't be Pokemon time.
Right, move the team to Worcester. Like, that's probably not going to happen.
Now, could they bring Roman Anthony up? Yes.
That seems wild.
It's a wild thought.
Why would you bring up the best player in baseball and the best prospected baseball in a team that can't get out of its own way?
Does that buy you a few weeks? I mean, Meyer hit his first homer yesterday. That was a good moment in an otherwise barren night.
But Marcelo Meyer's struggles make Breslow's take on Roman Anthony look even dumber. Has there been anybody saying, Meyer sucks, get rid of Marcelo Meyer, he hasn't saved the season? Has there been a single phone call on that?
Well, no, but...
No, I'm asking, like, has anybody been outwardly mad at Marcelo Meyer's slow adaptation?
At Campbell there has been.
No, I'm asking, he is not the same prospect. We're talking about Meyer was where Roman Anthony is now. He used to be the most sought-after prospect, one of the top three in baseball.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is, Meyer is at the club. Mm-hmm. He's playing other positions.
Yep.
He's struggling mightily at the plate.
Yeah. Hit a homer yesterday.
Okay. In advance of yesterday's game in New York, was anybody saying he sucks, he's ruining the season?
No. People wanted to see him against lefties. They wanted more of him.
So then what is Breslow's point? Nobody's going to think Roman Anthony sucks if he gets on this team and sucks.
I know. He should be here. But now, Will Fleming said on Afternoons earlier this week, change is coming. So he must know something.
Right. Well, I would just say, Will, you have a microphone. I'd love to hear it.
Well, he went as far as he could, I think. Do you think that's what he's talking about? Like Roman's coming?
I think the report would have more weight if I knew what he was talking about.
Well, sometimes you have to be cryptic about these things. Kevin and Quincy on the Ken and Curtis Show from Old Orchard Beach. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. I love the show. I don't really like the Nomar comparison because we had two guys that ended up with 500 career home runs in Manny and Ortiz. It's just different. The reason I called, though, is to give – I don't think Curtis gets enough credit for asking tough questions of prominent people, i.e. Bill Belichick or Sam Kennedy or Craig Breslow or – the state senator about the lottery. I have the pleasure of meeting Curtis at the golf event, and I went over it. But I mean, he makes the show fun. He asks questions that I wouldn't dare ask. But good for you, Curtis. You know.
Thanks, Kevin.
Nice job, Curtis. And I gotta say, I ask all these people at the road shows, who's your favorite member of the show? I think I know Curtis won the feedback here in Maine. You're big in Maine.
I am huge in Maine.
Not so much.
Cape Cod, yeah. Well, Cape Cod, we have to go to the real Cape, P-Town. That's where I'm huge.
You were not everybody's favorite.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, it's a little different clientele.
What's your favorite road show so far? Is that unfair to ask? Because we've had four in the books, and we got four more to come.
In terms of the scenes and where we were, Newport was awesome. Like that, maybe because it's new and we hadn't done it there, but I had so much fun. That dinner, 22 Bowens or Bowens, whatever it's called, and the crowd at the landing, and then the lobster lobster bar.
Lobster bar there.
Lots of lobster. It was a lot of fun. That was great.
Everything's been great, except in Boston sports.
Yeah.
We'll continue to take your thoughts. A lot of thoughts. We got people lining up, and I love this. What the Red Sox should do next? What's the next move?
I love it. I mean, we need answers.
Shock the Sox.
Ken, we work with someone who said, don't complain, give a solution.
Thank you. Oh, no, that was our boss.
Yeah, no, it was Jerry. Wasn't that Jerry's thing?
Oh, yeah, Jerry's.
I need a solution. He's probably right here. He lives down the road.
Yes, he does. All right, right now it's Tom, Chris, and Fuelian. What's trending?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One thing you'll never hear on the mornings of the Greg Hill Show is OAR. This is Bill Roberge, I think is his name.
What?
Isn't this OAR?
No, this is Zeppelin.
We play a song like this that is OAR.
Yeah, they do I shouldn't say horrible, but a very mediocre cover of
Led Zeppelin. Well, I know the catalog.
Greg loves it. I don't love you can't cover Zeppelin and get away with it. I don't know why they do, and I don't know why Greg likes it. But it's one of his few flaws.
All I know is I was bombed, and I stumbled into an OAR concert in Power Gym in sophomore year of college, and I was like, okay, all right, enough of it. Enough of this. I don't care either way, but so there is a song that is OAR that we play. That's that.
Right.
So how would I know the difference?
It's a cover song. I mean, you should know who Zeppelin is.
I don't. I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, jeez. Kenny Curtis at Old Orchard Beach. People are filing in. Cornhole tournament at 11. Rain is coming down. It's been a dreadful May and then now into June. Another rainy Saturday. I think we get a good day tomorrow, right? Meteorologist?
Yes, tomorrow will be better, and then I don't know if this is worth doing. Is it the long-range forecast for Old Orchard Beach did not call for this? But early look at Wellfleet and the Cape, 70s and sunny Thursday.
All right.
67, 70 on Friday.
Solutions, so, finally.
We're going in the right direction. Next week will be a, these days, like the Fridays of the roadshow are just, I am cooked. Yesterday was...
Oh, I slept the whole afternoon.
Oh, I was so jealous. You went to take a nap, James. Went mini-golfing, then swimming, then mini-golfing, then swimming. And, it was great. Beautiful day. And you have, Maya, you have raised a remarkable daughter.
No,
she is so sweet with James. James is a freaking handful. And
James is a lot.
It's a lot.
He's a good kid, though. But I do sense in you, like, you're... You're millennial, right?
1984 was what the year I was born.
All right, so that's kind of millennial. Sometimes with James around, like you're, and it's hard, I know, but the attention span, like you got to be on him all the time, and oh. It just must be constant. Like for if you have a three-year-old boy especially.
Oh my God, it's just
the patience needed to put up with that is something.
Well, it's also where like you are like back before I had responsibilities. Friday when you did it for many years. You're cooked. You're just fried. And Thursday night, my bedtime was extended due to the meet and greet, and then I got home and watched the end of the game one of the finals. And then those games end, and you can't just, like, fall asleep. You're kind of revved. And so I got minimal sleep Thursday night, and then yesterday it was the show, then it was, you know, meet and greet, then it was the pool, then it was golf, then it was the pool, then it was hanging at Greg's. I mean, it was just a day and a half. Wonderful day, but I would have tapped out halfway through that 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
Well, you can't tap out of the Red Sox yet. That's still going on. We have solutions. People lined up to give us what the next step is. A couple texts first. 603, players are to blame, but maybe the team invests in too many reclamation projects. You blame them for that?
Well, that's, I mean, that, if you want to know why they're here, it's because they think they can outthink the free agent market. They sign guys that are high risk. I mean, low risk, high reward.
Too slick by half. Should have gone for Max Fried, not Walker Buehler.
I mean, Max Fried has been the best pitcher along with Crochet in baseball.
401 text, fire Breslow. Yesterday only throwing 10% fastballs, obvious to the Yankees. Their analytics are killing them, both pitching and on the hitter's side.
Yeah, the answer to this team getting better is not in a statistical analysis. It's in the players being better. Like, it's just sort of... I feel like it's just so weird for me to have a former player have this view, right? Like... Don't you think that, like, Curt Schilling or Pedro or, you know, Manny, David, whatever, like, those guys don't view themselves as a number on a spreadsheet. They view themselves as the best at what they do, knowing when to throw a certain pitch off of feel, intuition.
Well, maybe the players and Cora should just start taking control back. Just start ignoring the front office. Take the team back.
Make them the bad guy.
Put a picture, like a cardboard cutout of Breslow up like they did in Major League.
Right. I mean, why do you think the players hate Breslow? I mean, Devers clearly does.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let him in the meeting.
Right.
617 text, a shot at Schein. Can we bring back the preseason footage of Schein telling us how good the Red Sox were and in contention before they played a single inning?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to rip him because I said the same
thing. Pretty much all did. Yeah. I did as well. All right, let's go to the phones.
Any word on how the golfing's been?
I have heard nothing from Sean.
All I saw was phone eats first, and I wanted to jump in front of a truck.
Let's go to Fenway, the heart of it all, and talk to Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yeah, thanks for playing the Zeppelin version of that stupid cover. It's like when, if you ever hear, like, you think you're about to hear Werewolves of London and that stupid Kid Rock song plays. I'm talking about.
You're great anyway, point.
Just ruins my day.
Point. Totally agree.
Yeah, anyway. But... thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk on Devers quickly. So I wanted to argue against the idea that he isn't clutch. Obviously, he has not had a ton of opportunities to be clutch in the last, let's say, 6 years or so. However, if you remember, last game of the season, 2021, if you lose that game, you're out of the playoffs. You don't get to go on that ALCS front. He hits, I think it was a three-run bomb that took the lead, and then they won that game, and then obviously went on to at least make it to the ALCS, and we thought they were back at least for a time. But I consider him a clutch player. I think trading him, if you don't have him, I mean, we wouldn't have made the playoffs since 2018, so just think about it that way. So, I don't know. I think trading him makes the team demonstrably worse and extends your, quote, rebuilding period or whatever the hell we're in right now. So I just wanted to say I think it's a dumb idea. Schein was talking about it. I like Schein, but, like, come on, man.
Great point, Jeff. A couple great points.
Yeah,
I hate the Werewolves of London sample.
I hate
Kid
that.
Rock.
Oh, yeah. I only like Bawa to Ba.
No, but he's totally right. Devers was clutch. You and I were there on Brady night watching the Devers home run send him to the playoffs in 2021. It's a long time ago. But he's not the issue. If you trade him, that gives and puts ownership off the hook for what they've done here.
And it validates the. I mean, you sort of enable the guy. Like, I just, to me, there's zero chance they're trading Rafael Devers. Yeah, it's not even worth discussing. It's like same as saying for Henry to sell the team.
Well, I don't know about zero chance, because obviously Breslow's pissed at him. He made that clear.
Okay. Do you think do you think Breslow has the balls to be the one saying we're getting rid of our best hitter right now for 70 cents on the dollar?
Not yet, but in a couple months he could.
Well, we're in July, so it'd have to be in one month.
Late July.
Yeah.
I could see. They would get something back for him, that's for sure.
Oh, I hope not. That would be bad.
Let's go to Pat in Oxford, I think. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely love your morning show.
Thanks, Pat.
I have a quick fix.
To the morning show?
Driving. No, I have a quick fix for the Red Sox.
Oh, okay.
The morning show is fantastic.
Thank you.
It's a big part of my day now.
Thank you, Pat.
The pinch hitting is driving me crazy. We pinch hit more than every team in baseball. Batters are not allowed to get their third and fourth field, even though they're changing pitchers and it's not going to be the same pitcher for that third at bat. Pinch hitting takes a special talent. We pinch hit more than everyone in baseball. We'll bat Brett Snyder third and pinch hit for him in the sixth inning. And then a tough lefty's coming in the ninth, and we have no one to pinch hit. I think Cora thinks it's Little League, and you have to play all your players.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a Cora call,
Well, that's got to be a Cora call.
Don't you think there's numbers on batting Ref Snyder at a certain spot and then taking him out and putting this guy in?
I guess, but...
Would you say Jackson's the best pinch hitter at EEI?
He did a good job Friday, right? No complaints?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Do you think Greg greenlights him coming on a road trip? Because there are some requests to see Jackson in action.
Zero chance.
Let's go to Rich in Western Mass on the State of the Sox.
Here. Hi. Yeah, if I were to rank the Red Sox woes, I would put it on Cora first, Breslow second, and the players third. I think Cora's mismanaged the roster. He's mismanaged the starting rotation and the bullpen. I mean, they're leading the league in errors. I think most of this goes on Alex Cora. And they've had a losing record since, the last 4 years in a row? And I think, and I know Curtis thinks that some of this, or a lot of this has to do with Craig Breslow with the numbers and everything, but in the analytics. But they're paying Alex Cora $7 million, and they're paying Breslow $1.5 million. So when you're paying Alex Cora to be the top manager in the league, and we've had woes for the last 4 years in a row, this has to be on Alex Cora. I mean, he is the boss of the team. I think he's too player-friendly. I mean, when you're the boss, whether it's a small business or a radio station, there needs to be a delineation between the boss and the players. And Alex Cora has made that line very blurry. For example, issues with Casas speaking his mind to the public, issues with Devers speaking his mind to the public. That falls on Alex Cora 100%.
So would you fire him, Rich?
I would fire him after the Yankees. Yes, I would fire him 100%. I mean, how long do you want to draw this out for? It's been 4 years in a row of a losing season. He's been through three baseball presidents, president of operations. He's on his third one. Nothing has changed. He's crossed line and multiple. He also seems like he's done with this. I mean, I look at him. I look at his facial expressions. I look the way he talks.
He does seem disengaged. Like I do agree with that, Rich. Thanks for the call. I think we're going to reach a point where even those that don't believe Cora is the problem feel he has had enough time to try and figure out the solution. And if you're unable to do that, then it's best for both parties.
Well, the Bruins have done that a couple times, and it hasn't worked. We've seen the counter side of that. Blame the coach, fire the coach, the new guy comes in, nobody's ever heard of him.
Well, you could say they fired the coach and had the best season in the history of the franchise. The best season in the history of the NHL, regular season-wise, right?
Yeah, but not middle season.
No, but you're saying the Bruins have done it. I'm not saying that they would. I don't think firing Cora today makes them a playoff team.
No.
I just, if this relationship, if it peaked and it's now we're heading back where they're getting further and further apart, being Breslow and Cora, then it's getting ahead of a problem before it gets made worse.
I will say this. Cora probably didn't sign up for a rebuild,
right,
nor is he very good at rebuilding.
Right, and if you don't hit rock bottom until you stop digging.
But if they decide to rebuild, then maybe it is better to pick a different style of a manager who's a little more patient with young guys and maybe to the college.
I am fascinated at Cora's next move if this fails, because
he just retires. I mean, he's made enough money. He'll collect
you think
all
he'll, he, so you think he'll never manage again in baseball?
I think he would go away for at least a couple years.
What is he, 50? I don't know how old he is.
I think that's about right. Yeah. Let's go to Marshfield and talk to John here on Ken and Curtis with some Sox ideas. Hi, John.
Hey, some great ideas there, and I don't think Cora is the answer. But the bigger issue is I think the Red Sox, although this is not the least talented team they've had the last 4 years, this may be the most difficult trade deadline for them. You know, the trade deadline is great for the very few sellers, which really works into the Red Sox wheelhouse if they decide to take the plunge, because the question is, in a major market like this with the expectations and with what we've been through, which has been so frustrating, do they have the guts to do a reset rebuild, which means saying goodbye for 6 weeks to Chapman, Bregman, Ref Snyder, and it means trading Duran. And folks, you gotta sell high and you gotta give value. Do they have the guts to do that? Because they know deep down they need to do it. I don't think they have the guts. I don't think you can do it in a market like Boston. And I think we're destined to be coming like the Orioles and Mets pre Stevie Cohen, which is this sort of permanent average risk. That's our risk right now.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. Some good points there. I mean, do they have the guts? They did, Sam Kennedy, last year, pretty much come to the conclusion they can't middle it anymore at the trade deadline. You remember a lot of that chatter?
Right.
So I think they'll pick a lane. I don't think right now they're ready to blow it up. But then again, Will Fleming said changes are coming, so that would be something if you do the first part of a three-trade scenario.
But what does Sam say next week if he joins us? Like, does he throw his hands in the air and say, we tried our best?
Plugs the concert series.
Like, the reason there is a disconnect between the fans and the organization is because for whether it's appearances only or if it's actually the case, there doesn't seem to be the same energy regarding the losses piling up from the front office as there used to be.
Yeah.
And Larry Lucchino had a lot of flaws, did a lot of good with the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, but he was brilliant in the role as the president of this team. He was the pit bull of John Henry. He was the guy that always, at the bare minimum, made fans feel like he was as invested in the success of the team as they were. And there is just this, there's this attempt by Sam to be above the fray. I don't think confrontation is something that comes easily to him, and that's a compliment in most walks of life. But he tries to turn it on and off. He tries to act like he's mad and these things, and I just sit back and I'm like, I don't know, I don't trust this group to turn it around, and it starts at the top.
It is interesting that you bring up the Mets. They were in on Soto, right? We think? Or maybe you don't believe they were.
I mean, whatever.
But they called him Ted Williams, so they said we're in on Ted Williams type players. But they identified him, but that gets back to Mookie when it's like, you got Aaron Judge you're watching on the other side, you just watched Trout come in, you had Mookie, you traded him, what a disaster, and then you were in on Soto?
Right.
But not Mookie?
Right. It's incongruous.
All this losing brings up all the bad topics of the last 5 years.
But
recycles the whole mess.
But the reason why it's great to run the Red Sox and not the Reds is because you have the opportunity to draft and develop a guy like Mookie Betts. And then you have the opportunity to make sure he never plays a minute in another city. And you trade him for Alex Verdugo, Connor Wong, and Jeter Downs.
What if we have Greg sit in every seat at Fenway again, like he did in the AAF days? Like a stunt. Some kind of a radio stunt to break the curse.
I think we should do this. We have a stunt where the best players play.
That's a little revolutionary for me.
I don't know.
We stay in Maine and go to Jake.
Oh, you were right. It's not raining, it looks again.
Yeah, geez. That's your fault. Bad forecast.
Yeah,
hi, Jake.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know, I'd say I love the show, and it's pretty good, but it's kind of the only thing we got going on up here, so.
We're the best of no options?
That's right.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you,
you're welcome. I know everyone's pretty upset about the Red Sox, and I am too, but in years past, like, there's always been some sort of answer that they're not doing. Like, last year, like, bullpen sucks. You get some better players. Starting pitching sucks. But this year, I don't know. Like, every move that they make is not working. And so, you know, I know we look at the front office. I don't even know if it's that. You know, do you replace Alex Cora? I don't know. I mean, who are you going to get? So it's just a sad time, and there's no real answer. I don't know.
Well, there's no answers. We're looking for callers with answers.
All right. That call was good. The best one we could get.
Good. Look, you have to do something. Andrew Bailey is a dead man walking. He is going to be fired Monday.
Oh, man.
He was the star of the Netflix series and probably got too much attention.
Is this how you talk about me when you meet with Mike about the ratings of the radio station? Just expendable?
Well, somebody's going to be a fall guy. Come on.
Right. Well,
don't you think that's an obvious first place to go? You always go to the pitching coach or the hitting coach, whether they deserve it or not.
What about Fatso?
Fatsy, I think, could be an option, although I don't know if this is a factor, but he has like a kid or something that has some medical troubles. It's going through a tough time.
Oh, God.
Which is hard. You know, you hate that. So I don't know if that like factors into it. You don't want to be heartless and like he's got a lot of things going on in his personal life, I think.
I did not know that. That sucks.
Yeah, which really sucks. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to make some changes. They have to.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the Red Sox are interesting in a bad way. Like, I really... The games aren't great, but the conversation about who to blame and what's going to happen is pretty interesting to me. I just think it's a I'm so surprised, and I shouldn't be, but I am shocked they're 30 and 35. Like, the way Fenway felt at that home opener, it was a Friday. It was a perfect day. It was like 75 degrees. Fenway was jacked. People were into it. You had the back-to-back bombs, Story and Abreu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And now we're sitting here, and they're just a punchline.
Well, they win tonight, and the whole thing shifts. The energy shifts. Don't let us win tonight.
Can we do a little bit at some point on the Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers?
Yeah, I would like to talk about that. I would also like to talk about college money
and, college. Boy,
and athletes.
Very interesting situation that's brewing. I don't know if I find college to be almost unrecognizable to what we grew up watching in every way.
All right, we'll talk a little Rodgers next, but obviously we got a lot more calls on the Red Sox.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People casting blame, and that's what we do. It is sports radio, and it is Kenny Curtis from Old Orchard Beach. Well, Ken and Curtis at the Brunswick and Old Orchard Beach, and we are joined by radio royalty, really, if I could get his guest mic turned up. Hello, Greg Hill.
What's happening, fellas?
How are we?
Thanks for being here. Thanks for last night. That was awesome. Great, great host. We talked about it earlier. The steak tips, spectacular.
Yeah, where'd you pull those?
Those come from Prime Butcher in Windham, New Hampshire.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
I have not.
But I highly recommend.
And perfectly, the medium rare expert. Perfect temperature for me.
Yeah, if Wiggy were there, I would have tried to do the Kansas City
inside,
whatever he acts like he orders at
right.
Pittsburgh outside cut or whatever it is.
Oh man, that was awesome.
Wiggy disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. He was around yesterday afternoon, and then we lost track of him. I don't know if there was a beach incident or something.
Talina was here.
Talina was here. Yeah. I don't know.
Very odd. I was saying, though, to Ken that, like, Wiggy on the road when Talina's here is much more comfortable and relaxed.
Yes. Like, I agree with you.
There's, like,
yeah.
a noticeable, yeah. just, like, I don't know. It just he's yeah. so much. She's just she stabilizes everything about
yeah.
him.
It's like when the manager shows up at Dairy Queen and everybody starts to work hard.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or when Ken's around. We're always on our P's and Q's.
Favorite road show so far? I know we haven't had the best weather, but what's your
I hate to pick favorites. It's like kids, but I think Newport is going to be pretty hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. That's what I
said.
You said the same thing, yeah.
It might have been the newness of it, but I just – the dinner, the landing,
yeah.
and then the crowd at the lobster bar – I get all the lobsters confused
yeah. –
was just awesome.
I mean, Bourne was great. Unexpected crowd there, I think. And then there's so many great ones to come. Like, when we get to Gloucester and the North Shore, we haven't done one there yet.
Lake Winnipesaukee sounds like.
Like wrapping it all up at the dive, floating out in the middle of Lake Winnipesaukee on the 3rd of July is going to be pretty tough to beat, too. So,
I think the crowd's going to be crazed the most on Lake Winnipesaukee because
yeah.
everybody's there for the 4th already.
Not tough to beat the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, now come on.
Have you been hung in there?
Yeah, it could have been worse.
It was over before we sat down.
Weren't you on this show? weren't you celebrating excessively Walker Buehler, if I remember correctly?
Yes,
on this very radio program?
Well, that's not Cora's fault.
Nothing's Alex Cora's fault.
Well, it's not.
Nothing is.
You know?
Right. But if he's pitching well and the team makes the playoffs, we say good job, Alex Cora, right?
Not for Walker Buehler. We praise Brez. You know,
yeah,
in this case, they whiffed. You know, at least so far.
No, Walker Buehler's not getting any whiffs. That's what the issue is.
He'll bounce back. I think this will motivate him, and I think he'll have a good second half.
I will say we were watching it at the house during the barbecue last night, but great hockey game. And
what a finish.
Brad Marchand, man, you should have never let that guy go. right? He's probably got another three strong years left in him, Curtis.
He looks amazing. If you're the Bruins now, shouldn't you ask for an extra premium when you trade a player? Because everybody that leaves here wins immediately.
I know.
Like, what's with the culture of the Bruins that the coaches and players leave and find immediate success?
Now, when Ray Bourque won for the Avs,
yeah,
did you guys join that parade and that whole...
Well, you don't know this because you were not in... I don't think you were in radio at the time.
No.
I would have been to college.
But... the listeners at WAAF got together. We asked them to contribute, and we bought a billboard in Denver, which said "Bring the cup home to Boston, Ray."
Wow!
And I think that was the reason he won it.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I mean,
will you do the same for Marsh? Do you get similar vibes here?
I don't think. Is it in the budget?
No,
it's not.
You better not expense that coffee.
Yeah. How are billboards? Like,
can the foundation chip in every now and then?
Are the kids paying attention to billboards these days?
I don't think it's 1997.
Okay.
What year was
yeah.
that? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the low point of my Boston sports fandom lifetime.
I mean, Brad Marchand's not going to bring the cup back here, is he? I mean, I don't think so.
Maybe to flip the bird.
You know what he should do?
Cassidy did.
He should show up at 10:05 to Jones and Keith
with the cup. He should. Yeah. Oh man. Well, you guys have great kids. They were very well behaved last night at the barbecue.
Thank you.
And that is a credit to you guys and. Your significant others as parents. It was a lot of fun.
DMs was a very charming host as well.
I don't know why she's still with you.
I don't get it either.
She's so nice.
Honestly, I don't get it
she's
either.
She's personable.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
The highlight for me is we work together, as you know, every day. We're together more than most of our families. to find out the details behind the scenes. I did a full hour with Dr. Diana at the Cowbell. I'll get to that next week.
Yeah.
But Lindsay was describing the move.
Yeah.
And the chaos of it.
Yeah.
And there was a point, well, I hope I could share this. So they're going up and down in the echelon. You know, there's like six people that are carrying Greg. And he's in flip-flops. He's over 25,000 steps at this point. It's almost 9 o'clock. And the big issue has been that Greg has accumulated all these great things over his vast radio career. And Lindsay says, we're going to a new place. We're not going to clutter the new place. So we need to make a decision and get rid of all these things. And she says to Greg, why don't we just put it in a storage room?
I know. I felt for you at that moment.
And
I mean,
in that moment, according to a well-placed source, Greg said, why don't you put me in a storage room?
Oh, I mean, I may have been a little, just a little on edge, Curtis.
Which is just
that
great.
Is kind of a hurtful, you know, you have things you're proud of in your
career. I've worked my entire life for these things, Ken. Yeah. Right. She just wants to willy-nilly throw them in a storage unit.
I mean, probably not the Boston Magazine cover, but there are some other items that are actually...
Some other things. You know, I got a gold record from Godsmack. I got Marconi's. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. These are memories.
I thought the Fitzy joke book could have left. I don't know why you needed that one.
I mean, I have a Numbnuts, a framed Numbnuts shirt.
Well,
I mean, I got all those.
Priceless.
There was one of those here at the road show yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah. But, yeah. It makes
you feel better, though, in a way, because even somebody of Greg's status has no power over their significant other.
Oh, my God. Correct.
Like,
oh,
correct. Yeah. Nothing.
You hope that someday you can get there, but there's no getting there.
But the real issue is that they prey on our weakness. Like, when you're exhausted. Yes. And you've been like, it's this like battle of attrition where you're just like, okay, fine, like take the stuff.
I don't throw everything away.
Right, I don't mean anything to you.
I don't care.
But the thing just about the roadshow moment to me, the best moment was before we knocked ourselves off the air. It is a massive rainstorm. It was crazy thunder. It was this crazy morning yesterday here in Old Orchard Beach, and there are 50 people seated outdoors. Uncovered at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
To watch our radio show.
They the first the ones were there at 5:15 with umbrellas and ponchos.
It's
yeah.
just
awesome.
Unbelievable. In a million years, I would never think that would be possible.
Also, for the state of Maine, the tourism board, great feedback from both of you as parents of young kids on Old Orchard Beach. I got that
awesome.
Unsolicited last night from both of you.
It's got the Coney Island vibe here, which I love. Hampton Beach is awesome, too, but this has kind of an excellent level.
This is a much nicer... I've never been to Coney Island, but it looks awful. I think what this is it's like undisturbed. You have everything you need. It's all walking distance. We went to the Pirates Cove for mini golf, and you have to go around because of the train tracks. Grab pizza and chicken tenders at Rocco's. Went to get James got a gelato at the ice cream store. Got vanilla. It was awesome in the pool, and the people are cool. The hotels are awesome, and it's a place I never would have seen if not for you. It's just this area that is. We're gonna do it every year, and it's gonna be cool too. Because as James grows, you'll have different things to do in the same spots while also having places you want to go back to. It's just been awesome.
I mean, a couple of years, he'll get a henna tattoo.
I mean,
I would say.
I think that he a barbed wire more for James.
And anecdotally, I would think Greg and Curtis, your status here in Maine elevates. Whereas on the Cape, maybe it's a little more Wiggy and Cocoa Country.
It could be.
I've been asking people.
I don't know.
You're big in Maine.
Okay, Curtis, you're big in Maine.
I hope to be big everywhere, but you know, I love it here. The people are kind. They're direct. They're blunt. It was a great crowd yesterday, despite the weather here at the Brunswick.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing the show here and out on the beach. We got a couple hundred cornhole teams that are getting ready.
Some real diehards.
Oh, my God, the Hardos. The Hardos were out there practicing yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you saw that.
Where we were next door, they had four different cornhole setups, and these people, I kid you not, we went to go play mini golf. We came back, went to the pool. We went to go to your house for dinner. The whole time, the same people are outside throwing bags all day.
Did you complain to the hotel manager about the pop, 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 pop,
I did.
Pop, pop?
I said, I can't even go on the deck. So how does this work? So you have, is it round robin?
Yeah. So if you're, you know, everybody who's in it will get two or three matches in. And I think it's double elimination. So once you lose twice, you're out. And the really good teams just keep advancing, 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 and then we get to the finals at like 2 o'clock. But there's music here. There's great food at the Brunswick. Everybody's, in a good mood, and it's a Saturday, and they can come here and watch you guys do your show. So
awesome.
We look forward to seeing you.
Lots thank of you. Merch to buy if you want to come by and just observe, yep. too, with Ashley and the Foundation.
Yes, we got great stuff. So thanks
for the hospitality. And next week, by the way, if people are coming to the Beachcomber, you have an event after the Comber as well, right?
Yes, we have, our first official Cape Cod Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser. It's called Rock and Raw. It's happening at the Pearl in Wellfleet. Starts at 2 o'clock. It's happy hour. Open raw bar. Great band. And a whole bunch of the Cape Cod first responders are going to be there. And you can say thanks to them in person. And so it should be a great day.
And you get tickets on the website?
Yes. Yeah. We have tickets left. Not a ton of them, but go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
And we'll be there. We're doing a weekend in P-Town following the road show
in
Wellfleet.
The Curtises.
Not the Curtises, sorry. Ken's doing the show solo, but we're going to be down. The family's going to be down. We'll be there at 2 o'clock on Saturday as well.
Why don't you come down, bring the family, spend the weekend with Curtis and Pita.
I mean, we could share a hot tub. It'd
be a great James day. Is getting a little close to Maya for my liking.
Oh, yeah. Really?
James is just, he doesn't stop. It just is, he is a lot, but we love him.
Nah, he's a good kid. We love
him. All right,
James.
Guys.
All right, Greg, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, Curtis, I'll get your Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we're late. Come on, jeez, get on the clock.
Well, it's Greg's MO. Guy's never on the clock. Yesterday, I almost had to cut him off. Did you see that?
I think you tried to cut me off, and nobody acquiesced.
You went to break, which is...
Who was that emasculating yesterday?
I won. You went to break.
Who was
waiting for the Laird man?
My mind is not working. With Reagan, there was a guy that assumed the role of the president.
Alexander Haig?
Yeah, you were Alexander Haig yesterday. Greg is still Reagan.
It's Ken and Curtis at Old Orchard Beach at the Brunswick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.